Free Talk Live, this is your show, and that's another messed up music bed, and it should have been gone a long time ago. Oh boy, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
All right, so you
can... big prima donna.
Well, anyway, I like the show to sound good. All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you have the amplifier only... it's not toll-free if you're amplifier-only, but it's amplifier-only, and that's the only way to get on, because our toll-free lines are down tonight. But this is Hour 3. We are here live, so it's no more refeeds. Last week, it was refeed week. We're here in the studio tonight. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com as well. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but hey, it can happen. All right, still to come here, as much as we can slip in, 40,000 ecstasy pills. One man. Yeah, that's right.
God.
He took 40,000 pills.
How can that be?
At least I'm sure that's...
it's a walking science experiment.
Approximately 40,000 pills.
Right,
I doubt he
can't have exactly right.
Kept track. So we'll tell you about him. Plus, let's see. Oh, yes. Underage prostitution. Apparently it's rampant in the city of Atlanta. We'll explore that. But let's start away from the sex and the drugs and talk about Americans...
Rock and roll?
Americans' retirement, actually. Let's see. The majority of American workers, according to the AP, some statistics coming here, think that they'll be able to retire comfortably. But most of them aren't saving nearly enough to meet that goal.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, the Employee Benefit Research Institute's annual retirement confidence survey, released on Tuesday, found that about 68% of American workers are confident about having adequate funds for a comfortable retirement, up slightly from 65% in 2005. At the same time, more than half of all workers say they've saved less than $25,000 towards retirement, according to the research group.
So they have enough, but they've only saved $25,000 or less?
They are confident that they will be okay in their retirement,
okay.
But half of them have saved less than $25,000.
Perhaps now, they are expecting Social Security to take care of them.
That's where I was going to go with this. Even among workers 55 and older, more than 4 in 10, over 40%, have retirement savings under $25,000. It's one thing to say that half of all workers have less than $25,000. Well, I could understand that young, really young people, people in their 20s, might not have been able to acquire $25,000 for retirement. I could understand that.
Well, there's more people in their 50s than there are in their 20s, just so you know.
Okay, but they're out there, and they're a big factor. But I think it's more telling that the people over the age of 55, over 4 out of 10, don't have $25,000 in savings.
Wow.
55 and older. Let's see. Overconfidence is the word that comes to mind, according to the co-author of the study. He says the poor savings...
Stupid is the one that comes to my mind.
He says the poor savings performance was especially troubling because it comes as many of the nation's employers are eliminating the defined benefit plans, known better as pensions, that avoid the retirements of current workers' parents and grandparents. Many companies are also eliminating retiree health care coverage or asking retirees to contribute more for it. So what's...
Well, I guess it's true that Americans are going to start working longer if these numbers are true.
Yeah. It's clear people currently working should factor into their retirement planning the long-term trend away from the traditional defined benefit pensions. And that means people need to be saving more than they are. Now, why would it be that people aren't saving their money?
The lie that is Social Security?
And that lie is what?
Well, the lie is that we'll be able to take care of you when you're in your old age.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We've got it covered. You've been donating 15% of your paycheck your whole life to this Social Security program. I mean, if you took 15% of your paycheck before taxes, that's what it is.
Right.
And actually, it's not 15% of your paycheck. It's 7% of your paycheck, and then your employer matches that 7%.
Right, which means that that's what they're essentially paying to have you around. Whether they pay it to you or pay it to the government, they're paying to have you around, so that's what you're worth.
So let's just call it 15%. You're taking 15% out of every single paycheck and putting it away every week into your own retirement account. You would be a multimillionaire by the time you were retired.
Absolutely, but... there's a huge government entity behind Social Security, and let's not forget that the politicians rob Social Security on a regular basis. So we have to support these government employees. So
you mean it doesn't go in a lockbox?
Lockbox? Wow. What kind of butthead are you, lockbox?
It doesn't go into an account? It doesn't go into a named numbered account? I've got a number. It's my Social Security. It doesn't go into an account? I can't go and check the balance?
I can't believe that Americans might be that stupid, but in fact, so many are.
What do you mean by that? They're that stupid.
That, you
to be duped by this?
How in the world could one believe for a second that all this money goes into an account like a bank?
It was,
I mean, we've heard
deal.
Over and over and over and over again that the politicians love to get their hands in there. There's too much money lying around. Plus, we have to pay all these government pukes to do this stuff.
But it was a new deal. They created this program to help us. It got us out of the Depression.
Sorry, it's a lie. You got lied to.
Yeah, that's right. It is a lie. And what they do is they take the money in and they just spend it. And then the way they pay your Social Security checks when you're getting them, if you're getting them, is from your grandkids. The second or third, you know, the second generation down, they're the ones that are paying for your Social Security checks.
Yeah, it's the money coming in that's paying Social Security right now. Not money that you paid in 1937.
That money has been gone since the moment you paid it.
Yeah, afraid so.
But yet everybody believes that they're just going to be, those checks are going to be there. They've got their fingers crossed. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Well, wait a minute. Projections have shown that Social Security is on its way to bankruptcy year after year, and they keep saving Social Security, right, man? Which every year, you know, every election season, it's time to save Social Security. So what do? Well, they have to change the rules. You know, unlike a retirement program where the rules are laid out before you join in, you know what you're getting into. In this case, they change them up on you, and they say, oh, well, boy, we're going to go out. We're going to run out of money here. We're going to have to start taking more money from these people, or we'll raise the age of retirement. That's what we'll do. We'll raise the age of retirement. That way, we don't have to pay as many people, because that's the other dirty little secret about Social Security. Who gets it? Let's do a breakdown.
I'm afraid that it's a racist, sexist, classist program. There's no doubt about it.
Do explain.
Well,
that's quite a claim, man.
Who lives longer, white people or black people?
White people.
White people live longer? Who lives longer, men or women?
That would be women.
Okay. Who lives longer, rich people or poor people?
Rich people.
Because they can afford
healthcare. They can take care of themselves.
So for every rich white woman that's on Social Security, because it doesn't have anything to do with class, but for every rich white woman that's on Social Security, three poor black men have to pay it.
Yeah, and their black grandfathers are dead.
Yeah.
So they're not collecting it. So the bureaucrats that administer the program are collecting big time. They're making nice $70,000 federal salaries or whatever. I think $70,000 is the average federal salary, if I'm not mistaken.
I wouldn't know.
I could be wrong about that. So they're banking. The Social Security administrators, woo, yeah, taking it home.
They're doing fine.
But everybody else, I mean, what is it, a 1% return? Allegedly, that you get on Social Security? And that's presuming you stick around long enough to collect it all, right?
I can't believe that you even get a return on it.
I don't think so either. I mean, it couldn't be possible unless you were to live until 120 or however long it's supposed to go for to where you could possibly make it.
That sounds like a lie to me.
I think it's a lie. I do.
The most taxes I've paid in my life are Social Security taxes.
Right.
I mean, it's a large sum of money. I don't have my numbers right in front of me.
I'm only 25. And they sent me my first 8-year, I guess they send out these packets from time to time where it tells you how much you've paid in.
I get about once a year.
I paid it for 8 years, and I paid $10,000. And that's in my early section of my younger working days where I wasn't making a lot of money. I was only making 10 grand a year, so over 8 years, they got me for an entire year's worth of pay.
You know, we've heard over and over again that Social Security is optional. You don't actually have to participate.
Yeah.
Now
I'm stopped.
You
haven't been that long.
You're not actually earning any money as far as the federal government's concerned, right?
Right. Because I don't do income taxes either.
I think that
you
probably
stop at all.
But we've seen documents where this guy said I'm opting out.
That's right. We've actually met somebody who has opted out of the Social Security system, and he had a letter from the Social Security Department saying it's voluntary. So, stop volunteering. More Free Talk Live on the way. Sex in Atlanta, 40,000 ecstasy pills. What's that like? Well, we'll explore that. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier only call in line. No toll-free lines tonight, unfortunately. We're working on, our network is busily working on getting those up and running again after they've just finished moving their studios, so we're a little crippled technologically, but that's okay. We're still here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 90,000 posts and over 1,200 people interacting there. It's all for free. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find all kinds of stuff to talk about and lots of people to talk to on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Coming up, we are going to tell you about chemical spraying tests that are going to be going on that are pretty dangerous and scary. and it's in relation to the war on drugs. But speaking of the war on drugs, before we get to that, let's talk about the man who took 40,000 ecstasy pills.
That can't be good for you.
No. Well, too much of anything can't be good for you, that's for darn sure. According to the London Guardian, or the Guardian Unlimited, doctors from London University have revealed details about what they believe is the largest amount of ecstasy ever consumed by a single man. Yes, that's right. Consultants from the Addiction Center at St. George's Medical School in London have published a case report on a man taking over 40,000 pills over 9 years. Can you pull up your calculator and do some quick math? 40,000 divided by, let's see, what's that, 9 times 365, so you can get how many pills per day that is.
Okay.
The heaviest previous lifetime intake on record is only 2,000 pills. So this man has taken 20 times the record. The man is now 37. He stopped taking the drug 7 years ago. He is still suffering from severe physical and mental health side effects, including extreme memory problems, paranoia, hallucinations, and depression. He also suffers from painful muscle rigidity around his neck and jaw, which often prevents him from even opening his mouth. The doctors believe many of these symptoms may be permanent. The man known as Mr. A in the report started using ecstasy at 21. For the first 2 years, his use was an average of 5 pills per weekend. That's a lot. Gradually, this escalated until he was taking around 3.5 pills per day. At the peak, the man was taking an estimated 25 pills per day for 4 years. I guess you can stop the division. 25 pills per day? Holy crap, Manwich.
Well,
he must have been manufacturing it.
He must have been.
How did he afford this stuff? I mean, street price over here for ecstasy, and I think it's just as illegal over there, this is the United Kingdom we're talking about, is $20 a pill. Now, if you buy them in bulk, you can get them cheaper, of course, but it's still pretty darned expensive, and even if you're getting them at $5 a pop, at $25 a pill, that's, or 25 pills a day, that's a over $100 habit you have there, per day. That's kind of hard to afford on a couple minimum wage jobs.
Yeah, he has to be producing that stuff.
Well, let's see, he finally, after several severe collapses at parties, he decided to stop taking ecstasy. For several months, he still felt he was under the influence of the drug, despite being bedridden. His condition deteriorated and began to experience a recurrent tunnel vision and other problems, including hallucination, paranoia, and muscle rigidity. He finally came to St. George's Medical School as he was having trouble functioning in everyday life. He's suffering from severe short-term memory problems, usually only seen in lifetime alcoholics. Hey, wait. Isn't alcohol legal? Wait a minute. This guy has similar problems but as lifetime alcoholics do, but yet alcohol's legal.
And the pills aren't.
And I'd like to point out that because ecstasy is illegal, there's a lot of adulterants that are included in them. There's they're cut with other drugs, and they call them beans on the street. In fact, you can even see specks of other drugs in them, as a matter of fact. And there's actually a website, I think it's pillreports.com. You can go into, if you get a bean from the street, from some street-level dealer, you can punch it up in this database. People who get these will enter them into the database. Some people will test them and report their test results. There's a little test kits you can buy to actually test ecstasy to see if it is indeed ecstasy. Because the active chemical that you're looking for when it comes to ecstasy is MDMA. Anything else that's in there isn't ecstasy. It might be speed. It might be cocaine. It could be a little bit of heroin. They put all kinds of stuff in these pills. In fact, you might buy a pill purported to be ecstasy, and it won't be ecstasy at all. There won't be any MDMA in there. So this is one of the things that happens as a result of the black market handling the distribution of this product. You get impurities.
Well, if there's no MDMA in there,
MDMA.
Probably not, whatever the word term is, if there isn't any, then they probably won't sell too many of those pills. I would think that they would have to have a certain amount to sell them successfully.
Perhaps so. I guess it depends on where you're selling them. If you're just going around to raves, for instance, and selling them to people randomly in the crowds, you know, they might not see your dealer ever again, so therefore you can pawn off a bunch of cheap pills that you made and make a bunch of profit on it. Well, anyway, so he's suffering from severe memory problems, and there's no family mental illness or prior psychiatric problems in his family, so therefore they're concluding that his condition is a result of his intense drug use. Let's see, for 10 years, MDMA has been suspected of causing these kinds of effects in heavy users. It's thought to be due
now we
to,
know.
It's thought to be due to its disruption. This is a case study of a serious abuse. Due to its disruption of the regulation of serotonin, a brain chemical believed to play a role in mood and memory. It remains unclear whether these effects are the result of permanent neurotoxic damage or temporary reversible alterations in the brain. A study in a special MDMA issue of the British Journal of Psychopharmacology suggests long-term side effects might actually be temporary. The researchers from the University of Louisiana could find no significant relationship between depression and recreational ecstasy use. So, the good news about MDMA is there are some tests being done on it. The DEA is actually allowing tests to be run on MDMA.
Wow, but not pot.
They will not allow people to run tests on pot in America. But MDMA, for some reason, they're okay with that. And I think it has something to do with the psychology industry.
Okay.
They have a use for this.
It was my understanding that it was previously a prescribed drug in the 80s.
I believe it was.
You'd think they'd have all the
well, actually,
knowledge they need.
I don't know what I don't remember the progression. I saw the ABC special on it, which was darn fair. It was an excellent special. Peter Jennings' report, it was an hour-long focus on ecstasy. And they talked about the origins of it. It came from the Dallas, Texas area. And it was being used recreationally, and it was not pharmacologically available. It was just a drug that was being manufactured, and people were taking it. I'm not sure if they made it a pharmaceutical after that, and then it went to be illegal. I think it sort of jumped straight into the illegal area.
Hmm.
So scientists have, limitations in brain scanning technology along with ethical and legal barriers to giving MDMA to human test subjects have limited direct observation of the drug's effects in humans. Instead, scientists have had to use recreational drug users as subjects in their studies. Anyway, then they go
And the thing is their study isn't as good as it could be with just a recreational user because, you know, they have to report on what their usage is. They could be telling a story on how much their usage is. They could have it wrong.
And if you're a recreational drug user, there's also a good chance you've used some other drugs as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
He did the study.
And, of course, this guy did 40,000 pills.
Bet he's done some other stuff.
We'll talk a little bit more about MDMA, because it's an interesting drug. That's on the way. Also, we've got something about prostitution, teenage prostitution, going on right here, not in Thailand, but here in America, coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. April showers bring May flowers, but they can also make drivers a little daffy. So don't be a bird brain. When I come back, I'll show you how to use your beak to drive safely in the rain.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Driving a 3,000-pound vehicle is dangerous enough, but add rain to the mix, and even Donald will run for cover. Don't duck inside. Just use your beak. B-E-A-K. B, brake early. Give yourself plenty of time to stop. E, exercise caution after a dry spell. Grease and oil build up on roads, and when mixed with fresh rain, watch out. A. Allow yourself extra time. Drive slowly and plan an alternate route in case of flooding. And K. Keep away from running water. That's an SUV, not an SUB, so don't even try it. If you see moving water, move on. Now that's using your brain. Your beak. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you know the amplifier-only line tonight, we're crippled. We can't take toll-free calls. That should be coming back within the next show or two. And, of course, we'll happily announce it as it returns. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free. You get them on our website, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a man who took 40,000 ecstasy pills. And he's still alive. In fact, ecstasy's never killed anybody. MDMA's never killed anybody, to my knowledge, as far as an overdose is concerned. Here's what it has done. According to The Guardian, and here's some of the effects, according to The Guardian, of ecstasy. MDMA is one of the most intensely studied recreational drugs in history. I don't think it's quite as intensely studied as LSD, but darn close. But despite thousands of research papers and studies, scientific evidence on the side effects remains inconclusive. Death by overdose. Undoubtedly, large amounts of ecstasy can lead to overheating, which in turn, in rare cases, can trigger fatal heart stroke. Many factors contribute. Number and strength of pills taken, environment, alcohol consumption, body weight. But women seem to be more at risk. The bulk of ecstasy-related deaths around the world have been young women. Now, why are you overheating? Well, it's typically because you're dancing if you're a typical, you know, stereotypical ecstasy user. The stereotypical ecstasy user is coming to a rave. They're on ecstasy. They're dancing like crazy, and it does raise your body temperature. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is
ecstasy
something that
does do that.
As I understand it, MDMA does do that. But if you're dancing, it's going to raise it even more.
And
if
you're
getting dehydrated,
if you're not properly hydrated,
and if you're in a club where they turn off all of the sink, the water in the sinks,
why would they do that?
To sell water.
Oh,
and they're selling water at $5 a bottle, and you can't afford it. You've got a real problem on your hands. So a lot of this does have to do with where they're at and what they're doing. I've never heard of a story of anybody actually just popping a few pills and hanging around the house, popping a pill or two and hanging around the house and getting in trouble. That's just
in trouble, like,
as far
physically,
as health-wise. Yeah. Water poisoning. Panicking users fearing they're overdosing, who know that they're supposed to be drinking water, will drink too much water, apparently, and provoke hyponatremia, which is water poisoning. Leah Betts died after drinking 14 pints of water in just 90 minutes.
This happens to marathoners sometimes, too.
Really? The recommended amount of water is 1 pint per hour that you should be drinking. Toxic reactions.
Man, she was sure drinking.
Yes, she was. Depression. Many weekend users report a midweek mood dip. This is suspected to be related to MDMA's effect on serotonin, but hard evidence on this is lacking. In heavy users, dips can turn to crashes and depression. However, studies suggest this effect reverses after a 2 to 3 month abstinence. Now, heavy usage of MDMA is really something that is only it can only occur to an addict because of the way MDMA works. How do I know? Well, I've done some of it. And essentially, MDMA makes you feel very, very good. I mean, you feel really good on it.
Yeah.
And so it's understandable why an addict would want to continue to experience that feeling. However, the effect of MDMA diminishes. The sooner you take MDMA after you take it once,
right.
If you take it within a week's time, it's not as good anymore.
Right.
The effect isn't there. So if you take MDMA one weekend and then you take it the following weekend, you'll be disappointed if you take the same amount. So therefore, The only way to equal the effects of the prior weekend is to do what?
Two pills.
Take two, and then take four, and then take
six.
They
told two friends, and so on, and so on.
And then you're up to 25 a day, like this moron was
crazy, man.
So, again, if you're a drug addict, you're going to say, that feels good. I'm going to pop some more of these.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to keep getting more and more and more to get back to that same level that you once experienced. However, if you let time pass, if you let 3 months go by, 4 or 5 months go by, and then you take that same amount, that one pill, you'll have the same experience. So ecstasy by MDMA on its own to a sensible, responsible user, in my opinion, it's not a problem. As far as you, as if you can find the good stuff.
It seems to me that a lot of people that get involved with it are not sensible users.
I don't think you've met a lot of people that have gotten involved with it, man, which
with
I think
MDMA?
There are a lot of responsible drug
sure,
users out there. And you considered them all irresponsible? Every single person that's ever taken MDMA that you've met
that I've
has
met?
Been an irresponsible drug addict?
There have been a bunch of kids that, you know, responsibility wasn't high on their list. No.
Yeah. Well, there's also adults that do it.
I've done it, too. So, I consider myself responsible, but I did it 5 years ago. I wasn't as responsible then.
True. I understand that. But you didn't go crazy with it, did you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I did it, like, three times, and each time was spaced out over a period of weeks or months.
Right.
I'm not sure how long. And, you know, I thought, wow, this stuff's so good, it's a bad idea to ever take it.
Exactly. That's what a responsible user opinion will be about it. Does that mean that we're raging drug addicts, man? Which, no.
Nope.
I've taken it a handful of times, and all of it's been positive experience. In fact, there are positive effects. Users still claim, quote, long-lasting improvements in self-awareness, self-esteem, openness, and insight into personal problems, according to the study from the University of Louisiana. And the research is continuing. The Multidisciplinary Psychedelic Studies Program is currently testing MDMA, and one of the things they're using it for is to get psychology patients to open up. People that, for instance, might have been molested as children,
right.
Might have gone through some sort of really traumatic event in their past that are really locked up about it.
And they're miserable, like, all the time.
Right, they can't get better.
This is a way for them to feel good, and then perhaps you can find out something in the good period. While they're feeling good, they might say something that allows the psychologist or psychiatrist,
right.
Whomever is working with them.
They found that in tests on a psychologist's couch that these people are finally able to open up and finally able to discuss these lifelong tragic problems that they had occurred in their lives that they hadn't before. So there's some real benefits to exploring what this MDMA can do with people. As always, with any drug, it doesn't matter if it's MDMA, it
or huffing gasoline.
If it's huffing gasoline or taking oxycodone, don't abuse these things. You're going to hurt yourself. Like this idiot, 40,000 pills.
Yeah.
How he could afford it, that's what I really want to know.
He didn't afford it. He made it. It had to have.
He must have been. Either that or he knew somebody who was making it.
Well, if they were $10 a piece, it was $400,000 over a 9-year period.
I suppose it's possible he's really wealthy.
He didn't make that at Jack in the Box.
No,
I'm sorry.
But, okay, we're presuming he was working at Jack in the Box, but it's possible he was independently wealthy.
Could have
been a doctor.
He could have been.
Although he wouldn't have been able to work. At 25 pills a day, how could you go to work, right? Although I suppose at that point you might be normal. Like, if you're taking 25 pills a day, you're just trying to stay at a certain level, I guess. And
I don't know. You would think he was chasing the high still at 25 pills a day.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it's not supposed to be addictive per se, but one can really get addicted to lots of things.
People who have addictive personalities can get addicted to television, Jesus, and drugs. I mean, there's all kinds of... If you have an addictive personality, if you move away from one addiction, you pick up another one. I had a roommate that was addicted to oxycodone. He was injecting it, as
oh
a matter
God.
Of fact. And he finally beat it for a little while. And in the interim between when he picked it up again and while he was beating it,
yeah.
He became a skydiver and got hooked on the adrenaline rush of going up and skydiving. A lot healthier of an addiction. Still dangerous. I wouldn't do it. But but he was into skydiving. He was hooked on it. Unfortunately, later on, he got back on the oxycodone. Now he's going to rehab, and hopefully he's okay now. But
especially don't mix them.
Oxycodone and skydiving?
Shooting, oxycodones and then skydiving?
Yeah, you want to be able to pull your shoot.
Yeah, the problem with skydiving is hitting the ground.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves if you know the amplifier-only line. It's the only option for tonight because our toll-free lines are down and out, and we're so sad. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's see, still to come, I don't know how much will fit in here, teenage prostitution. Also, you've got something about a weird, well, chemical that they're going to be using to kill plants, and we'll tell you more about that. But I want to get back to MDMA here.
Okay.
We're talking about ecstasy. What started this was a guy that took 40,000 pills. Now, 40,000 of anything is not a good idea.
No.
So I wanted to, you know, kind
perhaps
of...
Perhaps peas.
I wanted to point out, you know, Manwich, you and I both admitted in the last segment of the show that we've done MDMA.
Yes.
And I want to point out that, look, kids, just because Ian and Manwich are admitting to have done MDMA and saying we had a good time doing it doesn't mean that you should do it, okay? In fact, I would highly recommend against you doing MDMA if you are of a teenage years, if you're in the teenage years.
I didn't do it in 19s.
Nor did I, and I'm glad I didn't. Looking back, I did it in my... I think I did it for the first time when I was 22, so 3 years ago. And looking back, immediately I was glad...
I've got to say I regret drug and alcohol use in my teens entirely.
Yeah? Is that right? I don't regret smoking pot when I was 16, because I think that kind of opened me up to the idea that I was being lied to by the government. That's kind of what showed me. That was my first government lie that I was exposed to, and maybe I would have gone in this direction anyway. But I kind of attribute smoking marijuana to me becoming a libertarian in a way.
It just made me paranoid most of the time.
No, I was definitely paranoid back then. No doubt about it. But I wanted, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, it doesn't sound like Ian and Manwich are on the air advocating that kids go out and get high. We're not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to make that clear. That said, I think that MDMA is a very powerful drug. And I think it's something, like all, like any chemical, should be respected. It's something that should not be abused. If you're going to do it safely. I think we should give out Arrowwood's website. It's E-R-O-W-I-D, arrowwood.org. Great place to go and actually get real, honest information, cited statistics, info, details on drugs, all kinds of drugs. So if you're going to do a drug, do yourself a favor, get educated about it as much as possible first. What's the rush? Okay, go and learn about it. Doesn't matter if it's ecstasy or LSD or marijuana or whatever. If you've got questions, Arrowwood will have the answers. E-R-O-W-I-D.org. So if we accept on Free Talk Live that people are going to do drugs. We know that people are going to do drugs. It's unrealistic to suggest that they're not. And it's unrealistic to suggest that if people keep saying, just say no, that people will say will say no. People are always going to say yes. Because they're
interested. The more information they have, the better off they are.
That's right. They're interested in altering their states. It's a human. It's human nature, in my opinion, to alter one's state.
It seems to be.
And so, therefore, if you are planning on altering your state, do the research, learn about it, arrowwood.org. All right. That said, let's talk about how these maniacs in the government are planning on eradicating the drugs, because they still believe that they can just stop people by cutting off the supply, don't they?
Well, this is an email I got from the Drug Policy Alliance.
Okay.
And it's such an amazing claim, I have to read it. Congress is considering a drug war idea that's so bad, even drug czar John Walters is against it. The House has authorized, that's the House of Representatives, the United States of America has authorized, and the Senate is considering, so it's made it through the House, into the Senate, a proposal to revive research on the use of toxic, mold-like fungi called mycoherbicides to kill drug crops in other countries. Doesn't sound so bad. Yeah, little happy little fungi that are going to eat up drugs. like scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah.
For drugs. Mycoherbicides have been extensively studied over the past 30 years, and the results make it clear that they are not an option for controlling crops of cocoa or opium poppies. They attack indiscriminately, destroying fruit and vegetable crops, causing open sores and feminization in reptiles. Oh, that's good. And other animals, and sickening humans as well. The toxins microherbicides produce contaminate soil for years, and nothing can grow where they have been. Microherbicides are so destructive the governments have stockpiled them as chemical weapons. Or, excuse me, biological weapons. It just says weapons here. But,
oh, my.
These things are awful. They kill everything, every plant life. Yeah, they kill cocoa plants and marijuana plants and...
and your rhododendrons.
Everything. Anything that might feed you. What? We're going to do this? Well, yeah.
Where are we going to do it?
Incredibly, the proposal now before Congress, and these are the the idiots that we have serving us. Oh, yeah, let's stop drug production in other countries, little molds and stuff. Incredibly, the proposal now before Congress advocates using mycoherbicides in field studies. You're going to study it. In countries such as Colombia and Afghanistan.
It sounds like it's already been studied.
Well, they
want more.
They've had 30 years of study previously.
Ugh.
Something that would certainly be seen as an act of biological warfare. Well, only by a sane person.
Yeah.
The Office of not the National Drug Control Policy. The Office of National Drug Control Policy.
I hope the Colombians get some surface-to-air missiles and just start taking these planes out that are spraying their crops.
Even if one's dropped, I bet these things produce.
Ugh.
So John Walters spoke out against further microherbicide research last year, but this terrible
proposal... I never thought I'd be cheering him on.
I know. This terrible proposal is now part of the ONDCP's Reauthorization Act. We need to make sure the Senate removes the microherbicide research language from the bill before it passes.
That's bad news.
Let your senators know.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wait, are they're reauthorizing the ONDCP? Meaning it's coming up for renewal?
I guess.
Oh. We need to just urge them to just deauthorize them. Go away. You're a scourge on this nation. You're destroying people's lives. You're destroying lives in other nations, buzzing them with your crop-dusting planes and killing people, destroying crops. You're hurting the young people in America. You're putting people in jail and ruining people's lives. The war on drugs is the greatest tragedy, I think, of our time. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, so if you want to get in, now would be the time to do it. If you have the amplifier-only call-in line, hoping the toll-free lines will be back tomorrow. We've got our fingers crossed on that one. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You want to support the show? Well, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com. But don't go straight to their website. Enter through our site. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. And anything that you buy, we'll get a percentage of. It's how they're rewarding us for sending them the business. So, again, go through us. Go through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop with us because they've got almost everything. I mean, if it's in a department store, it's at Amazon and more. All right, so drugs. They're planning on this new eradication program. It's passed the House. It may pass the Senate. I can't say that I feel good about this. I mean, if it's passed the House, it probably will pass the Senate. Was it the Drug Policy Alliance that's informing us on this?
Yes.
Hopefully they'll keep us up to date and let us know what does happen here. In this case, the drug czar himself is against this drug spraying program.
Well, he hasn't come out against it recently. He just said last year that he wanted to stop studying it.
Well, anyway, now they're talking about reauthorizing studying, and it's just bad news. We talked about MDMA a few moments ago, and I gave out a website. I don't think I gave out the right site. We talked about Arrowid.org, which is a great site for information on drugs. That I gave out correctly. But Pill Reports is pillreports.com. I might have said pillreports.org. So if you come across street ecstasy and you want to check, go to pillreports.com. But better yet, go to dancesafe.org. Because we want to keep you safe here on Free Talk Live. And we understand that some of you are going to use drugs, but we don't want you to die because we want you to keep listening to the show. DanceSafe.org actually sells test kits. So instead of going to pillreports.com and relying on somebody else's opinion,
right,
you can buy a test kit for yourself and actually test it to see if this is indeed the real deal or some street garbage crap that most people get when they think they're buying ecstasy on the street level. So a little bit of information for you. Oh, and a correction. Two people corrected me on this, man, which we were wrong about Jose Padilla.
What?
We thought it was Padilla.
It is Padilla.
It should be Padilla.
Okay.
But it's not. According to his lawyer, his family's preferred method of pronunciation for their last name is Padilla. Like armadilla.
What? That's so crazy. You know,
he's obviously Hispanic.
You know, my name could be D-O-G, and I could tell you that the pronunciation is Trout. It wouldn't change the fact that my name is Dog.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why would someone with Hispanic origins like that want to shirk the correct pronunciation of their name?
I suppose, and this is just a guess. I'm so flabbergasted I can barely
Padilla.
Speak. Padilla. The reason is I would assume for the same reason that Amarillo, Texas is pronounced...
Amarillo.
It's right. It means yellow.
Right.
It's a nice, simple word.
Yes.
It's kind of beautiful, but, you know, Americans didn't do very good with it, and it's...
Amarillo.
Right. The same reason that some people go to Taco Bell and order fajitas.
Really? People have said fajitas?
Fajitas. Yeah. They do it all the time. Yeah, absolutely. I would just assume it became Americanized. Perhaps they just gave up. You're trying to get white people to pronounce Padilla.
Maybe so. I kind of still want to keep pronouncing it Padilla.
Well, of course you do. You speak Spanish to an extent.
I mean, I understand how to pronounce it.
You can pronounce it.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So there you go. Just wanted to make that correction. We were apparently wrong, according to his lawyer. So there. Finian here with you.
And Dog.
Trout. Manwich. And we're out of here for tonight. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place. Online, of course, at freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a